Tomorrow is Election Day in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. It's a parliamentary vote in a country where the U.S. has been increasing its involvement and training Georgian security forces. It's a strategically important country, the U.S. Georgia's longtime president, Edward Shevardnadze, is not up for re-election. His term is up in 2005, but tomorrow's vote is seen as a referendum on his rule. Natalia Antalava reports.
10 years ago, the silver-haired foreign minister of the former USSR and the co-architect of reforms that ended communist rule brought promises of democracy and development to the devastated post-Soviet Georgia. But today, Eduard Shevardnadze's party is deeply unpopular, and his opponents are strong. One of them, Mikhail Saakashvili, is campaigning under the slogan Georgia without Shevardnadze.
We certainly regard him as somebody who had tremendous opportunities open to him, and he just failed to deliver the promises to which he gave to the people. And that's the tragic thing about his career, somebody so charismatic, so well known, somebody who could have become a founding father of a new nation, has in the end become a trivial semi-dictator that's hated and despised by his own people.
And it's not just Georgians who've had a change of heart. Chevy, as his Cold War pals called him, is no longer the darling of the West, and Georgia is no longer one of Washington's largest per capita aid recipients. Giannodia is an analyst at the Caucasus Institute for Democracy and Development.
I think Shevardnadze's image has changed. In the mid-90s, Shevardnadze was seen as a reformer, as a person who put Georgia on the way to reform. Now Shevardnadze is seen as a weak leader who cannot do anything about corruption, very widespread corruption in Georgia, and who is not likely to hand over his power to any successor who would lead Georgia to a better future.
Many fear that Shevardnadze will use force to hold on to parliamentary seats in order to retain power after his presidential term ends in 2005. The pre-election period was marred by police violence against government opponents. Voter intimidation has also been widespread.
Every day the police come around and threaten us. Officials send them out. People are scared here, but I'm not scared anymore. I'm hungry. I have no money. I have no land. I have nothing to lose.
Like this woman from Georgia's impoverished village of Mamkhuti, thousands across the country say they've had enough. In Georgia, unemployment and corruption are rampant. Security is fragile. And not one of the country's previous elections has lived up to the international standards. This year, Washington dispatched several senior politicians to warn the Georgians that it's time to get things right. Strop Talbot, Clinton's Undersecretary of State and President of the Brookings Institution, was one of them.
The success of Georgia is going to depend on Georgians, those who use the franchise they have to vote. It will depend on the members of parliament whom they elect, and it will depend on the current executive authorities of the country to permit those elections to go forward in a free and fair manner. President Shevardnadze, as the chief of state, as the ultimate executive authority, has ultimate responsibility.
Many here feel the success of the parliamentary elections will also depend on Shevardnadze's willingness to accept a changing of the guard. For NPR News, I'm Natalia Antalava in Tbilisi.